Good morning. This is an ICAWS lecture given on the 16th of September in the year 2000. I've had some requests from various people that asked me to give a little more data on what a life repair is. That is, the title of this lecture is Life Repair. Now, I've mentioned this before in earlier lectures, but if you go to the gray chart and you'll take a look up the center of it, you're going to have a bunch of awareness levels that run up the center of the gray chart. You can pick up a book 08, the book of basics, and you'll have the minus awareness levels, and you're going to have the positive awareness levels. The positive awareness levels go from 0 to the 21. These are the 21 departments of a 7-division org board, and you have the lower awareness levels that did extend down into the bottom of the pit. They go all the way from the bottom all the way to the top. Now, a person comes into an organization at zero. That's where they start off. They communicate. They enter the awareness characteristic. They enter the organization at the awareness characteristic of communication. Now, I'm going to go over a little something here. This was an old dissemination drill, and it used the four lower, the first four awareness levels below zero as to bring a person to come up into this first positive awareness level. And the first thing that you need to find out about somebody is their ruin. Now, ruin is an awareness level. A person can have something that is ruining their life. It's knocking down or destroying part of their life. It's ruining something about their life. Now, they don't have to necessarily be aware of what it is. If they're not aware of ruin, if some situation is, some non-optimum situation is there, and they're not aware of that, well, they're obviously, they're below the level of ruin. If they don't know that it's ruining their life, they're below that level. And if they're above that level and it's not ruining their life, well, obviously that's not their ruin. But that was one of the first things that you did to disseminate Scientology, or you're not even disseminating Scientology. Really, you're just getting the person to come in to find out about Scientology. You're preparing them to be disseminated too. And you find a person's ruin in life. Now, I don't know what it is. It's just some non-optimum condition in the viewpoint of that being that says, yeah, that's my ruin. Whether they can't talk, or they have trouble with women, or they're overweight, or they got a lot of headaches, or you can find anything under the sun there. But they will finally figure out something there that is a ruin. As well, yes, you know, I realize that I can't talk to anybody, and it's ruining my life. I have a horrible opinion of myself, and I'm just too shy, and this is all ruining my life. Well, the awareness level right above ruin is effect. Once a person realizes that there is a ruin, the next awareness that they get, the next higher awareness, is that they are the effect of this thing, you see. They realize that this inability to communicate, we'll just take this as an example, this inability to communicate, they are the effect of that. And they see it, oh yes, yeah, if I would communicate better, I'd improve in my job, and if I could communicate better, I'd have more friends. If I could communicate better, this would improve, that would improve. And I can see that I'm the effect of this thing, my inability to communicate. I am the effect of it. It's affecting me, it's cause, and I'm effect. Or my migraine headaches, you know, it's ruining my life. And yes, I'm totally the effect of these things. I haven't been able to do anything about them. I've been going to doctors for the last 30 years, and I just can't get rid of these migraine headaches, and they're destroying my life. It's ruining my life, and I'm the effect of it. So once a person realizes that they're the effect of something, then they will come to the next awareness level, which is need of change. They'll sit there and say, oh yes, I'm an effect of it, it's causing this on me and that. But they haven't really came up to the need to change it yet. It's just there, they're in apathy about the thing. I'm the effect of it, it's cause, I'm effect. It's ruining my life, I'm the effect of it, and it's cause. And they don't even begin to think of changing it. No way. They're below that. They're being the effect of the thing. And you'll get a person to say, well, okay, well, you're the effect of this thing. Yes, yes, I can't communicate, so I'm the effect of that. Well, you need to change it. Let me back up a little bit. You have a fear of getting worse. It's below need to change. I jumped a level on you. Once they realize that they're the effect of something, the next awareness level is they need to change this thing. And they'll say, yes, I've got to do something about my headaches, and they're going to have a fear of getting worse. Fear of getting worse is before need of change. They will come up to this point and they say, well, have your headaches been getting any better? Oh no, they're getting worse, you know. Or maybe they might not even realize that they just know they're not getting any better. And if you'll do a little two-way communication with a person, they'll realize, oh yes, you know, this it's getting worse. My headaches are getting worse every year. They last longer. They're more painful, or they're more frequent, or I can't talk, and you know, now it's affecting my family as well as my job. Things are going to get worse. If they don't do anything about them, they're going to get worse. The whole nature of the universe is that it runs down like a big clock. And if you don't change some sort of condition, it's going to get worse. In the conditions of existence, in the condition formulas, if something does not remain static, not in this universe anyway, it either is going to get better or it's going to get worse. And when a person realizes that their ruin has been getting worse, it's going to continue to get worse, then they hit that awareness level. And then the next thing, of course, they're going to realize that they need to change it. And you bring them about to this awareness level of you need to change it. Well, if you don't do anything about your migraine headaches, they're eventually going to kill you. Or you've got to do something about them, because they're not going to do anything. They're going to continue to persist unless you change them. And the guy will sit there and, oh yes, you know, you're right. You know, I never noticed that. I have to do something about this. I've got to change this. This is just too bad. I have to change this. That's where most of the people are going to come into Scientology. They read something, they see a commercial, or they read a book, or they find out about it somehow, and they know that they've got this lumbago that's bothering them, or they've got a headache, or they've got some other condition that's ruining their life, and they know they have to change it. It's not getting any better. It's been getting worse, and they've got to change it. They come into the Scientology with a need of change, and the reason they come in there is that they have some hope. And that's the next awareness level. That's your first minus awareness level, is hope. And you know, this thing is destroying their life. They're the effect of it. They've got to change it. But see, they have no hope. They've never in the whole track had any real results with anything. They know that the psychologists are all lying to them. They know that the educational system promises them all of these things, but they don't really get educated. So their hope has been destroyed. So when they come into Scientology, they come in on hope and a dissemination formula. Once you find out, once you bring a person to awareness that they have to change something, then you can tell them, well, you know, perhaps Scientology might be able to help you with that. You know, you give them a little maybe. You don't say, oh yes, we can fix that right up, no problem, boom, 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 you're out of here. No, that's way too high a gradient for the person. They're well below certainties. The most that they can do is kind of hope. They'll hope that this thing might go away, or they hope their headache might not be so bad, or they hope you can help them with their family life, or their lumbago, or their pain in the head, or whatever they have. They come in on a hope line. Well, the first awareness level then is communication. Now, whenever we have a person that's first entering the organization, they're coming in on need of change or hope. They hope that this is going to get better, they need to change it, and they've got the idea that you may be able to help them. Now, this is the awareness level of a life repair, you see. This is the first action that's done in Scientology, is to get this life repair done on a person. And that's what we're trying to do here, is deliver some kind of a methodology or technology or technique that's going to resolve this to some degree for the person, and they're sitting there hoping you can help them. And the way you start helping them is with communication. But the first thing that they're going to get when they come into an organization is a life repair. And this is pretty obvious. They came in to get this situation handled. They come in to get their lumbago fixed. They came in to get rid of their migraines. They came in to get rid of their stutter. They came in to handle a ruin. They came in to handle a ruin that they know about. If they're below ruin, they're never going to show up. Never in a billion years are they ever going to show up. They don't know anything's wrong. They're down below the minus awareness levels. There's no way that they're going to ever be able to hope anything's going to help. They're not even aware that there's anything wrong particularly. But when they come in, they find that this is where the organization is zero. And this is where the awareness level of a life repair is setting at. You're going to bring a person, you're going to free a person of the minus awareness levels at a life repair. You can look through some of the Class 8 tapes. You can look through the Case Supervisor Index. There's one of the BTBs in there as